USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Instead of addressing the issue, why tens of millions of Americans are furious with Washington lawmakers, the status quo rolls on in D.C. as Democrats move to impeach or call for the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump 9 days before his term ends. The Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate polls of the 2020 election, finds President Trump's approval rating soared to 51% after Wednesday's melee at the Capitol building. The new $900 billion stimulus legislation sets Friday as the cutoff date to send the $600 payments to you. If you don't receive your full second stimulus check, you will need to claim it when you file your federal tax returns this year as a recovery rebate credit. As President Trump was banned from Twitter, the Ayatollah of Iran continues to rant on Twitter. He wants Americans dead. And surprisingly, Twitter is okay with that. Rush Limbaugh, the conservative talk show host, deactivated his own Twitter account in solidarity. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Is social media app Parler really a threat to the security of America, or is it Big Tech's way of eliminating competition? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We can expect gasoline prices to inch their way up this week. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League has some surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The Wild Card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.